Welcome to A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass. During the next few minutes, Jeff will be reading a portion of Scripture and then spending a few minutes in prayer. Here's Jeff Glass.
Psalm 11. In the Lord I put my trust. How can you say to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow on the string, that they may shoot secretly at the upright in heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids test the sons of men. The Lord tests the righteous, but the wicked and the one who loves violence his soul hates. Upon the wicked he will rain coals, fire and brimstone, and a burning wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. His countenance beholds the upright. Let's pray. Father, we come before you today, confident in you, confident in your Son, Jesus Christ, and confident in salvation by faith alone in the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. Our communities and our nation are increasingly antagonistic toward you and your desire to reconcile humanity unto yourself through faith in Jesus Christ. We are told that there must be more to it. We hear that simple faith is for the simple-minded, not for the highly educated and the intellectuals. Churches and synagogues across our land are filled with men and women doing their very best in ministry, service, and lifestyle to please you, while their hearts are miles from you. Even Samuel the prophet said that to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. Lord, impress upon the hearts of many that righteousness does not come from the outside in, but true righteousness starts in the heart and moves from inside out. As men and women distance themselves from your word, as they drift farther and farther from fellowship with you, O Lord, holy and righteous lies begin to crumble. Confusion, uncertainty, doubt, and even anxiety fill the heart. So often, Lord, the answer to their drifting heart becomes a busy life of service rather than a repentant heart. Father, like the psalmist writes, the Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord's throne is in heaven. Regardless of what happens here on earth, regardless of how far people drift away, you are still there, Lord, immutable, holy, and sovereign. You know every heart, you know every motive, you know every thought, you hear every word, nothing escapes your scrutinizing eye. Lord, my prayer today is for every man and woman who is busy in religious service to please you, that they would examine their hearts thoroughly, that they would seek your face to determine if you would prefer religious service with a distant heart, or a repentant and contrite heart wanting forgiveness and restoration leading to a godly and holy life of service. Lord, I pray the latter for all. Convict men and women, Lord, across America, that you desire a heart that seeks you first, allowing you to mold that heart into a field of service you have for them. As Paul tells the Romans, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. In your name we pray. Amen.
This has been A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass, sponsored by the Hand in the Storm Ministries, Box 53559, San Jose, California, 95153. The website is thehandinthestorm.org. Our prayer for you today is that the Lord would move your heart to spend time with Him in the Word and spend time with Him in prayer. And thank you for spending time with us, and know that your generosity in supporting this ministry will be used to the honor and glory of God.